Convos with Kelly, kicking it with Kelly. About that time, hope you're ready.
People see me, but they just don't know. People see me, but they just don't know. People see me, but they just don't know.
Welcome back. It's season 2, episode 2 of Convos with Kelly. This is the one and only Raquel, and I'm thrilled that you chose this podcast to listen to today. Today's topic is people see me, but they just don't know. Okay, so obviously this episode is based on the song that you just heard. Though it was originally created by Earl King, I hadn't heard the 2012 remix with musical artist Gift until about a week ago. Y'all, I've been putting my kids through it, listening to it every chance that I get. Half the class is dancing. The other half is like, Miss B, please stop it. But they gonna get this song because it's lit. Anywho, beyond the beat, the words have really stuck out to me, especially recently, because I have literally felt both dynamics. Yes,
people see me, but they just don't know.
But
come on, baby, let the good time roll.
I'll start with the first sentence. I remember really going through it and talking to my sister friend, Shanae. And I was distraught. I was going on and on about how, like, life just wasn't going right. Like, I had just quit my job. I was on my last dime. Yet on social media or, like, in other groups, in other spaces, I continue to make people laugh with funny memes or commentary. I posted inspirational quotes. People still look to me for, like, guidance or healing and encouragement. And I'm constantly reminded by those people, like, oh my goodness, your words are impactful, like, you uplift me, like, your actions are just, you know, wonderful, and I needed them in that moment. So I have in this tearful conversation with Shanae, I expressed that I wanted to be more vulnerable and truly share all that was going on with me, from, like, dealing with PTSD, to anxiety, to heartache, betrayal, insecurities. And Shanae says, sometimes people's image of you is better than the image you have of yourself. Hold on now. Sometimes their false illusions of how your life is better than what is, and you don't need to show them the real side. I didn't have a comeback, y'all, because she was right. Those on social media didn't know that I cried or cry myself to sleep at night, that I struggled to find a job once quitting. I have been in situations where I've had a job and it was torture. That I was constantly repeating the last few days that I spent with someone who I loved. Or who loved me. They didn't need to know that I was alone. Those who needed to know knew. And there was solace in the image that outsiders thought I had. They would consider me carefree and positive, funny, outgoing, resilient, strong. But yet I was in anguish. What those people see in me, maybe what helps me see it in myself as well. A good example of this is our forever Chadwick Boseman. He was dying and doing so silently, only choosing to tell those he trusted, needed to rely on, and had his best interest at heart. What we as fans saw was a charismatic, intelligent, gifted actor. How different would his legacy have become if he let us in on that part of his life? For me as a fan, I can see how us seeing him as a non-diminishing light could have also given him strength. It could have sent him extra energy down his spine, hearing and seeing what great things we said about him. Minus those who criticized his weight loss, but I'm not going to get into that today. I've said it once and I'll yell it to the mountaintops time and time again. We truly have no clue what is going on in a soul person's life, even those we speak to every day. We may take the mask off for those we're close to, but we can't see each other's heart as it flutters with pain. We can't feel the tightness in our chest as they're going through life's woes. We can't get into their brain and listen to their thought process. We just can't. We see the pictures of the single mothers or fathers caption my heartbeat. But we just don't know how much they are struggling to make ends meet or coping with a diagnosis their child has received. We see the couple smiling with admiration, but we don't know how one isn't happy or fulfilled. We see the kids who are excited to open a gift, but deep down sad that someone in their life has passed on and can't share in that special moment. We see the young, ambitious, independent woman who uplifts everyone, that makes everyone laugh, but we just don't know how alone she truly is. We just don't know. Even as an empath, we can feel the energy that someone has, but still don't know the trouble and situations behind it. And let's be real, some people are masters at hiding their energy behind satire, work, laughter, or nonchalantness, to the point even empaths can't even pick up on the real energy at hand. The second part, Come On Baby, Let the Good Times Roll, is giving me hope right now. I don't even know what's going on with me, but what keeps me at least grounded is the willingness to let the good times keep coming. Yes, the annoying times are prevalent, the alone times are here, the frustration levels are high, but there are good things happening in my life. Things that I prayed and practiced for an entire year, and they're rolling out in my life too. My question for you today is, do you have at least one person in your corner who sees you? And of course, they can't see every single inch of you because we're all in our own bodies and our own minds, but are you allowing them to see you to the best of their ability? Are they willing to see you to the best of their ability? And how much do we want them to know? Do you have a space where you can let people know beyond the surface level to make sure that you're okay? And my next question or charge is, are you allowing yourself grace to let the good times roll in? Are you giving yourself time for self-care, time to sit back and smell the roses, the flowers? Smell the snow at this point, because it keeps snowing. And I have a problem with that because it's happening on the weekends. Like, bro, get me some days out of work. Do it like on Monday. But like, are you just taking the time to just be and let the good times really roll in? And what does a good time mean for you? Because like right now, I have been binge watching Harlots on Hulu, and that's a good time for me. But a good time for somebody else may be traveling. We're going to get there. We're going to get there with this budget. But like, what does that good time look for you? And how are you working to get there? Are you allowing yourself to be in that space to let the good times roll? Are you stuck? There was a situation where a student didn't do well on a test this past week, and I could see it on my computer what he got, and he works hard. Like, this is one of the hardest working kids I've ever had as a student. And when I saw the score on the test, I looked up and he was in tears quietly at his desk. And so after I gave praise to the kids who did pass, I asked him to stand up in the front of the classroom, and I affirmed him and just let him know, like, you are smart and, you know, you're amazing and hardworking, and this grade doesn't define you. And then from there, I opened it up to the rest of the students to kind of pour love into him and encouragement into him. And I had to say at the end, I'm like, I want you to feel the feels, and I want you to have time to sit in this sorrow and in this grief, but I can't let you stay there. And so like, my question becomes to you, are you allowing yourself to feel the feels, but also choosing not to stay in those feelings too long? Because after a while, we do become those feelings, and I don't think that's healthy for anyone. So maybe in a few more episodes, we'll get to like some super fun stuff. But right now, this is just real and raw, and it's what's on my mind. And hopefully something that I've said today has sparked some type of inquiry into your self-discovery and your self-growth, as well as mine. And I just want you to know you're not alone. Greater's coming, guys. I can feel it. I can't, but I'm just going to say, I can feel it. I'm going to manifest feeling the greater. So yeah, guys, this is season 2, episode 2 of Convos with Kelly. People see me, but they just do not know. Have a wonderful, wonderful week. Thank you so much for tuning in. See you next week. Ciao. People see me, but they just don't know.
but they just don't know. People see me, but they just don't know.